Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with Plush Care. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Rusty Quill presents...
Hey everyone, Alexi Talander here. Hope your Ostium off-season is going well. Just a couple things to mention, and then we'll get right to today's special episode. First, the Cersei Podcast. It's an Ostium Network spin-off show that starts a week from today, on November 3rd. You can listen to the trailer now, and be sure to subscribe, and that way you'll get the new episodes downloaded automatically. Also, the tagline for the show is, kind of Lord of the Rings, except with an awesome gay sorceress on the planet of Albion. Second, if you haven't listened to the other Ostium Network spin-off show, Manifestations, Season 1 is all done, so now's a perfect time to marathon it. Third, I have a writing podcast coming out called Writing Walks, where I take walks around regional parks in Sonoma County, where I live, and talk about writing and how it's changed my life. That starts November 1st. Okay, so today's special episode is the one we did for International Podcast Month. It's a great setup for Ostium Season 5, which, if you don't know yet, will be a season of crossovers. In this one, we have the return of a familiar pizza delivery person, and everything takes place on Pseudopolis Station, part of the Standard Docking Procedure podcast, which is another great show you should really check out. And if you're looking for new shows, the International Podcast Month website has a ton of shows you probably haven't heard of, so head on over to internationalpodcastmonth.com. But not before you listen to this special Ostium minisode we did for International Podcast Month 2019.
I step through the portal and realize I've made a huge mistake. I could be anywhere. Literally fucking anywhere at this point. And any time, or I believe any when, is the correct phrasing du jour. But my heart wanted to chase after Jake and save his ass, without actually thinking about the trouble my delectable ass would be in. Now here we are. The first stop on our whirlwind tour of the entirety of the cosmos, from the Big Bang to the Big Crunch and everything in between. Round and round and round we go, and where we stop, nobody knows. Nobody fucking knows. Or if we stop, for that matter. I hear music. Weird music. I've got lights of all colors and neon? Okay, that's a choice. An aesthetic, but I can dig it. I'm a fan of that whole culture? Fad? Craze? I don't know what the hell it was, really, but it was groovy. Not so much the clothes, but the feel of everything. Kind of Blade Runner, but way less bleak. The 80s? No? The 1980s. Only they didn't have space stations back then, and I know I'm in space right now because I can see a window, a so-called porthole on this space station where I can see ships flying around and robots, I guess, droids, whatever. A whole bunch of activity going on out there. And I'm in a bar? I can see a sign above a bunch of strangely shaped and colorful-looking bottles, in neon, of course, giving me the name of this fine establishment. At first, I can't believe my eyes. I literally rub them to clear them. Cafe 80s. As in that Cafe 80s? From Back to the Future 2? No fucking way. And then I see I misread the sign. The logo, I swear, is just like the one from the movie starring Michael J. Fox. Only with a whole colorful neon Tron vibe. Only it's not 80s. It's Cafe 2680s. Okay. Guess I'm in the 27th century? Okay, cool. That's fine. Totally fine. Good job I'm in a bar.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's stamps.com. Code program.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.
I decided to lean into it. What other choice do I really have? I mosey on up to the bar. It's pretty quiet in here right now. A couple tables occupied, a few people on stools. I choose one at the end of the bar, hoping I can keep my distance from everything, a low profile. Within moments, a tall, broad, hirsute man with kind eyes and a warm smile is catching my attention.
Welcome to the Cafe 2680s, where it's always morning on Pseudopolis Station, even in the afternoon. Would you like to see our happy hour specials? Mr. Gorbachev, tear down those prices!
Well, that's too fucking much. I had a hunch with the sign, but now you're even quoting shit from the movie.
But can you guess the movie? Do you feel lucky, punk?
Are you kidding me? Back to the Future 2, of course. Though if it really is the 27th century, that flick sure has survived a long time.
And we have a winner, ladies, gentlemen, and everyone in between. There is still hope for Pseudopolis.
With a higher percentage of population recognizing pop culture references, the overall population's quality of life will improve. This is the path to the future. This validates my reason for existing. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk.
TED Talk? What the fuck is that?
Don't worry about it, my good friend. And you've earned yourself any item from this fine establishment on the house. Gratis Maximus.
Okay, you're not going to make me have a Pepsi free, are you?
I think I might be falling in love with you.
What?
Damn, you heard that right. That was meant to be inside my head. Sometimes my inner voice gets confused with my actual voice.
This isn't getting any better.
Nothing like an adult beverage to make things better. World weary, stumbling into a bar. You look like you're running down a drink.
Okie dokie, do you? You probably don't, but I'm going to ask anyway. Do you by chance know how to make a Long Island iced tea?
For you, madam, certainly. Jolly good. Always fancy a spot of tea myself, you know.
Jeez. Thank God he's gone. He was getting to be a bit much. If I was Marty McFly, I'd say that things are getting pretty heavy. But I'm not, so I'm just going to go with the flow. And that's when a cute brunette dressed in a very colorful uniform perches herself on the stool beside me. She's got two patches on the front of her uniform. One says, Pizza from the Stars. Huh. Now that seems really familiar. And the other says, Ask me about Carloni's Pizza Cube. Okay, that just sounds weird. Oh, and now she's looking at me with a big frown on her forehead.
Are you about to hit me with a pickup line? Or just keep staring at my patches?
Oh, Jesus, I'm really sorry. I'm new here, and I've never really heard of a pizza cube before.
You should keep it that way. They are not good.
Then why are you advertising?
Because it's my job.
You deliver pizza?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
For Carloni's Pizza?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, fun fact, he's Irish, which is just a whole bag of weirdness you do not want to get involved with.
Marisol, how wonderful to have you back at Cafe 2680s, and what might I procure for you this fine morning?
Oh, mi Dios. Barkeep, it's the middle of the afternoon.
Ah, but you know the familiar refrain of Cafe 2680s.
Just get me my usual. Pretty please.
Very well, very well.
His name is Barkeep?
Guessy. He's got the letter E swapped out for threes. He was built back when every robot had to have some gimmick in their name to sell well.
Here is your Long Island iced tea, as requested.
What is that?
It's a drink from where I come from.
Does it have alcohol in it?
Oh, most definitely.
Excelente, Barkeep. Change my order. I'll have what she's having.
And how exactly do I drink from this?
Not from around these parts, are you, pilgrim?
Barkeep, go get my drink. Now.
Swift exit, stage right.
Necesita ayuda. Yeah, you just push your thumb here and pops the nozzle open and... Salud!
Oh, right. Oh, man.
Strong drink? Tiene mucho alcohol?
It sure does, and that's a good thing. And here's our illustrious bartender.
Not a word from you. Add it to my tab. So, you're not a local to Pseudopolis, then?
Nope, definitely not. I'm from really far away.
Anywhere I know? I deliver to a lot of places. To galaxies far, far away.
I don't think so. Although Pizza from the Stars... That sounds really familiar to me. Is that another pizza delivery place you work for?
No, it's this app that anyone, literally anywhere, can order pizza with and get it all paid for, and then I deliver to them. Wherever they are in the cosmos.
How do you get it there if it's like on the other side of the galaxy, or many light years away?
Well, I'd tell you, but then I'd have to kill you.
What?
Sorry. Solo un chiste. It's a trade secret of Pizza from the Stars. Can't tell you how it all works, because even though I wouldn't murder you, my bosses might. So, I'm not gonna tell you.
I'm a fan of that choice, too. You know, I think I might have used the app once, a while ago. You happen to remember a delivery for a guy named Jake Fisher in a place called Ostium?
Do you realize how many pizzas I deliver in a single day?
I know. Oh, that was fucking dumb of me. I'm sorry.
A hell of a lot. More than you can imagine. But I do actually remember that order. Jake Fisher. Ostium. Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's incredible. Did Jakey say something weird that stuck in your head? Was it because of the way he reacted when you said it was a Roanoke pizza? Damn, I wish I could have seen his face then.
He did kind of lose it for a bit when I told him that. But no, the reason I remember it so well is because it was my last delivery. I just got back from Ostium. And after the whole experience and how far I had to travel, I needed to reward myself with a... ¿Cómo se llama esto?
Long Island iced tea.
Right. I'm not gonna remember that. But it's good. Hell of a lot better than that pizza your boy Jake ordered. That's for sure.
That's the second pizza you've trash-talked. Is there any pizza you do like?
Nah, ni un poquito. Hate the stuff. Why?
Because you're... So you just delivered to Ostium?
Yeah, it was a real weird experience. I was banging on that door for eons until he answered the damn thing. I was about to kick it down. If he had to let that mierda before I leave, he gives me something he called a tip.
How nice of him.
No, it wasn't. I can't do anything with this.
Dollar bills. Oh, yeah, I get that. Not much use for paper money in the 27th century.
No kidding. I didn't want to waste my breath telling him, so I just got out of there.
Is it okay if I have them?
Sure. I can't do anything with them. Consider it payment for my new favorite drink, the Longland Spiced Tea.
Yeah, that's not actually what it's called.
I don't care. And the more I drink it, the less I care.
Okay, well, thank you for your time. I've got to get going, actually. Got somewhere I need to be.
Really? Okay, Stallion. You gonna finish your drink?
Nope, don't have time. You can have it if you'd like.
You don't need to tell me twice. Hasta luego. See you in another life.
You have no idea. Tell Barkeep goodbye for me. I hop off the stool and walk away from the bar. As soon as I picked up the American money from my world, even if it's from a time before mine, I feel myself being drawn, feeling a need to leave this place I'm in. This world. I follow my sense, letting it lead me to a door I hadn't noticed before. I look around, wondering if I should be more discreet, and decide I don't give a fuck. No one's going to see me again, so what does it matter? I walk up to the door, stare at it, waiting for it to open. Nothing happens. I feel my cheeks heat up and redden as the embarrassment spreads throughout my body. I see a panel and wave my hand in front of it. The door mercifully opens and I step through and leave the world of Pseudopolis Station forever.
This Ostium mini-episode was a special feature for International Podcast Month. You can find more special episodes from a bunch of different podcasts, as well as blog posts and more at internationalpodcastmonth.com. And be sure to use the hashtag IPM2019 when mentioning this episode or anything else related to International Podcast Month. It was co-written by Alex C. Talander, Gavin Gaddis, and Elena Fernandez-Collins, and produced by Alex C. Talander. The voice of Monica is performed by Georgia McKenzie. The voice of Barkeep is performed by Gavin Gaddis. The voice of Marisol is performed by Elena Fernandez-Collins. Sound effects are courtesy of freesounds.org. The music featured in this episode, all from the Free Music Archive, is Suchrup, Minds of the Dogants, Tanz der Gelben Elefant, and Repeater Station by Lobo Loco, and Future Soundtrack by Adam Henry Garcia. For more info on the Ostium Podcast, be sure to check out ostiumpodcast.com.